Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Robert Baldwin.
Yes.
Mr. Baldwin, just so you know, I'm not selling you anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
25.
25, thank you. And what is
your... As far as belonging to the union.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, tile setter, cement mason, stone mason, bricklayer, marble mason?
Mason.
Mason, okay, thank you.
And refractory mason as well.
And refractory mason, okay, thank you very much. And on the last job that you worked on, you were a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Oh, the last one? I can't even remember. That's been 12 years ago. I'm a journeyman. I've been foreman quite often. For the companies that I've worked for.
Okay, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I working? No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay. How long ago that you retired?
12 years ago.
12 years ago, okay. And before you retire, was it difficult to find employment whenever you wanted to work? What's the longest you were unemployed? What was the longest you were unemployed before you retired?
I don't remember because...
1 to 4 weeks?
I was on the phone and I worked all over the United States.
Okay.
Not just in refractory. I went to Hawaii, Puerto Rico... Yeah, all kinds of places.
And did you ever...
So I was on the phone if I was out of job.
Okay, thank you. And did you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors before you...
No.
No, okay.
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, okay. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get that sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay. And
yes.
Do you get that sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more construction projects,
yes,
or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer. Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are enough craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union before you retired? Yeah. Okay, thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the next 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
About the same. I've been out of the job market for 12 years, so I really don't know on those.
Okay. Now
I haven't been out there.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, sir. And looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
The next 2 years, it'll get better.
It'll get better? Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking about the time when you worked, which of the following health or safety hazards were you concerned the most about? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any real safety concerns?
Never really had any safety concerns.
Okay, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Please, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing.
Pardon? Picketing, no.
Picket. No. Okay. Political canvassing.
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often, or my bad, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Before you were retired, before you became retired, did any union representatives visit a project that you worked on? Did they visit the project regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you most likely get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio, the internet, social media, local news programming, any of those is your favorite as a first one?
Local news.
Local news, okay, thank you very much. Now, as a second one, will you pick friends and neighbors, print or online news?
Cable news.
Cable news, okay, thank you. And as a third, would you pick friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, radio, the internet or social media?
No, none of those.
Okay, and if you had to pick any of them randomly, which one will you pick as the third, fourth, and fifth? Because there's five of them that you have to pick. So far you got two of them. So just randomly pick any of the rest. Radio, friends,
like Fox News. No, no radio. I don't listen to that at all. Fox News or CNN.
Okay. Okay. So radio, you don't listen to radio at all?
No.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, foreign policy, education, immigration, the environment, or something else?
Healthcare.
Okay.
And immigration.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. As you may know, Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that federal elected officials support it?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? I'm sorry.
I believe the Republican Party supports that the most.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay, working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
Yeah, UAW.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
More.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about health care? Do you support or do you approve or disapprove?
Of health care or what he's done with health care?
What he's done so far with health care.
I don't know that he's done anything with health care.
Okay, no problem. What about immigration?
I'll give him an F in immigration.
Okay, what about the economy?
I'll give him an F in the economy.
What about foreign affairs?
I'll give him an F in foreign affairs.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I'll give Congress an F as well.
So that means you strongly disapprove, okay?
And right.
Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Huh. Well, I hate to say that, sir.
Okay. It's okay. That's your opinion. I mean, we respect that, whatever it is.
Well, I would probably vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, B-A-C, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And overall, how would you rate the effectiveness of the international union? You say you worked in Puerto Rico.
Excellent.
Why? Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in your own words, in a small statement, how can the union provide a better service and a better representation?
Get rid of the left wing.
Get rid of the left wing. Okay. In what sense specifically? Is there anything specific that you want to address or that you want to mention?
Well, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me when they went with Bernie Sanders and the left-wing liberals.
Okay.
And I'm not a Republican either. I'm, I guess, an independent at this point. It depends on what person is in office and not what party they belong to. Although I do lean heavily toward the Democratic Party and the union that they support. But I cannot support all their other policies.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, what do you think the union's top priority should be for next year and this year? What is the most important thing that unions should be working on? In your own words, in a small statement.
Uh, the union should be working on. I don't know. Membership, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Need to work on a better membership. Is that okay?
Pardon me, sir?
It should be working on a better membership. Is that correct?
Or more membership.
Or more membership. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, mail, email, job site, union meeting?
Mail.
Mail, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, probably 2 times a year, maybe 4.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
You already said it, right? Independent, yeah, okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party, or neither?
As what was that word you used?
Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican?
Oh, closer.
Or
okay. Okay, closer to Democratic Party.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Asian? White Caucasian, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Robert.
Robert. That's R-O-B-E-R-T, correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much, Robert, for your time, and thank you very much for your opinions. I highly appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.